This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's September 4th, episode 737, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done.
Daddy, I want another pony.
So good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday. We are with you live today. And, I wake up early every morning, and it was about 5 o'clock this morning. I come in, I sit down, and I check my email, and I see there's an email here from Jamie. And I don't get very many emails from Jamie. So I was all excited, and I went and opened the email, and there's a video of baby Luke. And I was like, oh, there's baby Luke. He's so cute. He's sitting in his little swinging, and apparently he's watching TV. And there's Zenyatta checking on him every 2 seconds. And I thought, yeah, this is a nice little video. And then I hear the sound that goes with this little video of baby Luke sitting in his baby seat. I'm going to play it for you. Now, the scene is little baby Luke, Jamie's little baby, in his baby seat, rocking back and forth, watching TV. That's the scene, and now let's hear the audio from this. You hear baby Luke in the back.
Yes, he's staring at so intently, smiling at my son is a brony.
Ah! Which is exactly what I said when I watched it. I was thinking that you're a big, SpongeBob fan, so I was picturing that he was going to be watching SpongeBob, and he's going to be a SpongeBob fan, but no. You let him watch that. The only reason I haven't called social services yet to have your child picked up is they aren't open. But at 9 o'clock, your time, I will be calling.
Listen, my friend, you are trying to do, I'm heading to Copper Meadows horse trial tomorrow, and I have to pack for myself, my show clothes, my regular clothes, my husband's stuff, all the stuff to camp for the entire weekend, and all the stuff for our baby, not to mention all my tack, all the feed, everything for the horses. I am packing, I'm up to my ears in packing. If I set my child down for 5 seconds, he cries. He would rather me hold him than do anything else on the planet. So when I sat him down in his swing yesterday and I started flipping through the channels, My Little Pony was on. And I stopped on it and he started smiling and laughing, Glenn. In 5 seconds, he's like, ah! I've never even heard him make noises like that. And he was so into, usually I'll put on baby TV, it stimulates their brain and starts to teach them something, and occasionally that'll entertain him for 5 seconds, but not like My Little Pony, Glenn. Oh my God, he watched the entire episode.
This is how they corrupt them. They start them when they're a month old, and then they brainwash them, and then they become 20 years old, and their guides go into brony conventions. This is how it's done.
Well, listen, I learned a new word yesterday, Glenn. I learned a very educational... See, My Little Pony can teach you things. Because I learned yesterday that when somebody doesn't believe what you're going to say, instead of saying, am I lying to you? What you say is, am I sparkling right now? Do I sparkle?
Yeah, that's sick.
Glenn, do I sparkle? Do I sparkle, or do I just tell you the truth?
That is just
so when I walked outside and Chad's like, hey, did you get everything done up front? And I'm like, do I sparkle? And he's like, oh God, what are you watching? I'm like, our son is currently watching My Little Pony. And he's like, oh my God, you're turning him into a brony. I'm like, I can't pick. He picked it. Okay.
Oh geez. This is how it starts.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's only 3 months old, so I'm hoping that basically it was the music and the songs. The bright colors and the songs is what attracted him, uh-huh. because baby TV is just a little too boring and educational. He wanted the bright colors, he wanted the music, and My Little Pony provided that. And he sparkled. Okay?
If you buy him a My Little Pony lunchbox, I will call social services on you.
We got a ways to go for that, hopefully. He also was a huge fan of the Transformers. So,
all right, well, I got some credibility there then. All right, I feel better.
Bob the Builder was also awesome. So I'm learning all sorts of crap about baby TV and childhood programming. And SpongeBob, he's not really grasped the concept of SpongeBob yet.
Okay. Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, we welcome Hump Day with the familiar clickety-clack of the Geez, I Knew That! Trivia Wheel. And next up, we cruise across the pond for Horse and Country TV's European Report and providing mental overstimulation for your brain, the Horse.com dynamic duo of equine smarts, Michelle and Dr. Jones, will cover the nooks and crannies of epiphysitis. So stay tuned for the play, folks.
Well, it is time to call in. If you want to play the Wheel of Trivia, you can call us at 347-637-3238. When you do call in, you'll be prompted to press 1 to get into the host queue. Definitely do that. You want to be in the host queue. That lets Jennifer know that you want to play the game and you're not just listening to the show. So we have some lines open. Give us a call. We have some great new prizes also on the wheel today from a bunch of new companies. So you'll hear some new things hopefully being given away today if Jamie doesn't ask too hard of questions. We have three categories, and Jamie will go over those with you a little later. But first, we have to do our Daily Whinnies. Well, my Daily Whinny goes out to Stephanie, who wrote us a nice little note that said, I'm a newish listener to your show and love listening to you guys. I enjoy your bad ads segment. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys put on a great show. Well, thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate the words of encouragement, and we also like doing the bad ad segment and all parts of our show. We like it all. So we appreciate you listening, and tell all your friends. Post it on Facebook and tell all your friends. That's important, too.
Well, my Daily Whinny goes out to, I guess overall it would be the Jockey Club Thoroughbred Incentive Program, the TIP program, which at one horse show I actually won a halter because Jet was had the best score of any off-the-track Thoroughbred. Well, they just announced their recipients. They're in horse shows everywhere. This thing is really taking off. They've announced the recipients of the two non-competition awards for 2013, the TIP Thoroughbred of the Year Award and the Thoroughbred Incentive Program Young Rider of the Year Award. The winner of the these are horses that are in a non-competitive career. And the winner was a horse named Lovable Rascal. He's an 11-year-old therapy horse from Fieldstone Farm Therapeutic Riding Center in Chagrin Falls, where he has been a therapy horse for 6 years. I guess he used to be a hunter jumper, had an injury. He now has been with people that have said their first words on his back. So just goes to show you that Thoroughbreds can do any job. And what a great, great horse. His name is Lovable Rascal. Now, the Young Rider Award, it recognizes a rider 18 or under who owns or leases a Thoroughbred for use in 4-H, Pony Club, or other activities. It was split among four riders. Chloe Bellerive, Madison Shaughnessy, Natalie Robertson, and Anise Montplaisir. And all four of these girls are so impressive. They're all going to use their money either to help Thoroughbreds or to pay for college. So good for them.
Yay. Good job. Very good. I saw there was a thoroughbred, too, that won a pretty big class, some kind of championship. I don't have it right in front of me, out in California on the dressage side. It was the only thoroughbred in the whole dressage show, ended up winning. So that was the thoroughbreds are coming back in all the sports here, Jamie.
Yeah, baby. And I also, this weekend, you know, where's it going? I'm going to be broadcasting live on Friday, just to remind you, Glenn, that I will be at Copper Meadows, and it's just east of San Diego. And that is where we'll be broadcasting from. And I plan, this is kind of a big deal. I've never said this. I really want to win. I really want to win this weekend. They have such great prizes. I'm telling you, Fleece Works, saddle pads. And they're giving away all sorts of awesome stuff. And they also have a Thoroughbred Incentive Program Award. I think it's like halters and saddle pads and all sorts of cool stuff. Not like training where they win millions of dollars. But I really want to win. And I'm not usually one who wants to win. Like, I just want to finish. I want to win this one.
Now, you're on Jack. And which show is it again?
It's called Copper Meadow.
Copper Meadow. Okay.
And I'm on training level on Jet.
And you'll be doing the show live from there on Friday?
Yes, I will be. I will be calling in, and we're going to actually, I'm going to talk on Thursday to the James Atkinson and hopefully his wife, who are putting on the horse show, the horse trials, and talk to both of them, and they're both advanced riders. So it should be an interesting conversation. A husband and wife team that puts on horse trials and rides advanced. They're a force to be reckoned with.
Cool. Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you from there on Friday. And, of course, Really Bad Ads is on Friday, too. So make sure you get your ads in, as Stephanie said. She really likes that segment, as most people do. Well, let us get now. There's another segment everybody seems to like because they win cool stuff. And we have a ton of new stuff on the wheel. So let's do it.
It's time for the EquityMSG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have, like an old bell boot.
Well, that's right. It is time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. And we want to thank Equity for their continuing support of this segment and of the Horses in the Morning. Of course, that's our favorite manure fork of all. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm sure last week our listeners just did the commercial for us, so because they just absolutely love those things too. Jamie, what are the categories that the callers are going to choose from?
Okay, we've got the category famous names. Second category is Anatomy 101. The third category, of course, as usual, is Previously on Horses in the Morning. And that's the category, if you listen to us, which you should every single freaking day, then you would know the answers to these questions, and it would be the easiest thing you've ever heard. Okay, so if you don't listen, don't pick that category, but I'm going to test your knowledge in the Anatomy 101 and or famous names.
Very good. Let's get started with our first caller. Jamie, is Sarah in Arizona?
Sarah in Arizona. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Are you awake yet? I mean, it's only 6:14 in the morning.
I am. Yeah. I gotta go get up and feed before the sun.
Now, didn't you call last week, Sarah? Yeah. Did you call last week and not win? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll have to make sure she wins this week.
All right. Well, you know, we've got to pay attention to the question today, okay? I hate that you get up this early in the morning and you've called and you haven't won. So, let's see. We've got famous names, Anatomy 101, or Previously on Horses in the Morning. What are you going to go with?
I'll try my knowledge at Anatomy.
Anatomy. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to give you this question anyway, okay? Pay attention.
Okay.
What side of the horse has the most hair?
I was going to say, are you there, Sarah?
They have hair. Yes.
What was that?
They have hair. They have hair everywhere.
Which side of the horse has the most hair?
Every side.
Are we taking that, Glenn? How about the outside, Sarah? The outside.
Oh.
Can we give her an anatomy question?
Yeah, we were just goofing with you, Sarah. We're just goofing with you.
Yeah, we're just messing with you. The outside of the horse has the most hair, definitely not the inside. Okay, we'll give you your anatomy question. Okay, here we go. You know what? I'm going to give you the true or false, because you called last week. Arteries are blood vessels that carry the oxygenated blood away from the heart. True or false? Arteries are blood vessels that carry oxygenated blood, that's the super red blood, away from the heart.
False.
Oh.
Oh, dang. I just should have known that one, too.
Sarah, we're trying so hard to help you here.
Sarah, do you remember, I got to tell you, Sarah's a student of mine, and I'm a little irritated with you right now because I just draw blood from her horse, and I said it goes from the arteries to the brain, and then the veins go to the heart, and you want to hit the vein and not the artery. Did I not go over to you?
I was getting them mixed up. It's early in the morning. I haven't had coffee yet.
Poor Sarah. Well, Sarah, we thank you for playing anyway.
Okay.
I didn't know about the Jamie, that you're working with Jamie. You should get a bonus prize just having to put up with her on a regular basis.
I cannot believe it. So Sarah is in she's the one that I drew the blood off her horse and it looked like a murder scene because there was blood everywhere. Yeah, that was her horse. And we went over this and I'm irritated that you didn't know that. You're fired.
Well,
all right.
Bye, Sarah.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right. So if you're just calling in, just press a 1 to get into the queue if you want to play today. And our next caller is from all the way on the other side of the country. We do have Robin Donahue, our friend in Pennsylvania, calling in.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. It took me a while to realize that was my student. That's what's really sad is that I'm not quite awake yet either. And I hope you're a little quicker on the draw because it is later in the morning for you and you probably had your coffee.
I don't drink coffee, so and I've been up since 5.
Ah, you'll be fine.
Okay,
so hopefully I'll be okay. But I was thinking the side with the more hair was going to be the side with the mane. But her answer was better.
All sides. Yeah, I like that. Okay, well, what category would you like, Robin? Would you like famous names, anatomy 101, or previously on horses in the morning?
Oh, hopefully make it easy on me and say previously on horses in the morning.
Okay, here's your question. What is the title of Elisa Wysocki's new Cat Inright mystery featuring all of us on horses in the morning?
Oh, man, I just listened to this yesterday.
5 seconds.
It starts with an M. I don't remember.
You were so close, too. It did start with an M.
Yes.
The Magnum Equation.
So you can go and download that 99 or go and download her first book 99 cents. Just find that on that.
I already did that one. So
see, bummer. Well, sorry
about that, Robin. Try again.
I am enjoying my shaken fork though.
Oh good. You got a shaken fork.
Yeah, he did let me upgrade. And he said that he was so pleased with my testimonial on the show that he did a double upgrade for me. So I've got the biggest size battery and the carbon fiber.
Wow.
I had to pay for the price of the lowest grade chicken pork, but then he upgraded it all the way.
Bragger. That's awesome. Congratulations.
I did have to tell my husband, well, we'll save on chiropractic bills for me if we get me this fork.
Now, have you noticed the difference that way?
Yes. Yes, I have. I have, definitely. And I have a piggy horse, for sure. And I actually have two some days, but it definitely helps.
Yeah, I've noticed that too with my piggy pony. It just it takes so much less time and a lot less effort. So if you do have something wrong, if you have sore joints or you've got a bad shoulder or a bum arm or whatever, they really do help that way because you don't have to do all the shaking. It shakes it for you. That's the shaking fork from Eckert.
Yeah,
Well, thanks, Robin. We appreciate that.
I do have a video.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have a video of my 5-year-old shaking it. And shakes her whole body, and I was wondering if I should post it.
Oh, definitely, we want to see that. Yes, definitely.
It
post
shows her shaking it hard and shaking it soft. So,
all right, this is not our equity commercial, so we got to go, Robin. We have to plan to go.
Actually, she just did our equity commercial, so that's good. Thanks, Robin.
No, there you go. Bye bye.
All right. That was Robin. All right. We're going to go next. Let's go back out to the West Coast to Shannon in Arizona is up next.
All right. Another Arizona girl. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
All right. Do you have your own horses?
I do.
Are you feeling aware, awake, and alert this morning?
I am.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it here, because I've got to ask you this question. Now, I'm going to let you pick Famous Names, Anatomy 101, or Previously on Horses in the Morning. What is your choice?
I'll do Anatomy.
Okay, Anatomy. Here we go. What, Shannon, I'm not giving you an Anatomy question. You got to pay attention, okay? What is a foal after it is 4 days old? What is a foal after it is 4 days old?
I have no idea.
It's 5 days old, Shannon. It's 5 days old. Seriously?
Oh, okay. I was like, it's still a foal?
It's 5 days old. Oh, yeah, I'm just messing with you. Like, I love messing with these West Coast girls, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, they're just totally out of it this morning.
I know. We're going to actually give you an anatomy question. Okay. Here we go. What of the following, you've got a multiple choice here, A, B, or C, which of the following is not found in the equine hoof? The distal phalanx, the pedal bone, or the mandible?
The mandible.
Oh, that's right. Good for you. Yay. We finally get a winner here. It's been tough this morning. Well, congratulations. We're going to spin the wheel. We got a bunch of new prizes, by the way, on the wheel. And I don't have any crappy ones today. There's no crappy prizes at all. Have you won anything before, Shannon? I don't remember.
I have not.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is your first time. Let's spin the wheel and see what you get. Are you in the barn?
Yes, sorry.
That sounds...
We love that.
Oh, well, you're going to get something that you can actually use in the barn, and this is a brand new item on the wheel, and it's worth $150 with shipping, so this is a pretty good one. You win the Burlingham Sports 3-Step Mounting Block. Those are the fancy mounting blocks that you see. Burlingham Sports is known for the quality tack trunk, stable equipment, barn supplies, and complete jumps and accessories. You win the 3-step mounting block. It's 22 inches tall with 3 steps, and it features the slip-resistant treads and also has the 12-inch storage compartment under the top tread. So they're going to send that out to you. Congratulations, and now you never have an excuse for not riding.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Terrific. Well, you hold on, Shannon, and Jennifer will get your information in just a second.
All right. Sounds great.
Well, that's a big prize, $150 worth. Those are nice mounting blocks, too. We just use a piece of wood, and then it tips over, and you fall off. And that's what we use.
Yeah.
Would
that be way better than walking all the way over to my trailer and trying to get my horse to stand still next to my trailer so I can put, one foot on the side of the trailer and then catapult myself up onto the back of an off-the-track thoroughbred? That works really well.
All right, Lori in New Jersey. Back to the East Coast.
Lori, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Are you awake and alert this morning?
Definitely awake.
But not alert.
Not alert.
Oh, great. All right, Lori, what category would you like this morning? Famous names, Anatomy 101, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
We'll try Anatomy.
Well, everybody's gone with Anatomy this morning.
I know. This is our last and final anatomy question. You know what? I just won't give you one. Here, I'll give you a different question. If you're awake and not alert, you got to pay attention. Here we go. What runs all around your pasture but doesn't move?
Fence.
That's right. That is correct.
Yay! You can't mess with the East Coast girls. Yeah, well.
Awesome.
I think she started to figure out our trick questions and caught on to that one.
I love it.
Have you won before, Lori? I don't remember.
No, I haven't. I have the flexing fork that I love.
Oh, do you got yours
but
too?
I haven't won on the wheel of trivia.
Okay, well, then we're going to give you a chance today. I guess we're just going to give her the win off the silly question, right, Jamie? Is that right?
We're going to give her the what?
Let's give her the win off the silly question. What the heck?
Oh, definitely. Point today.
Well, you actually get something that is very coveted around here at the Horse Radio Network, and that is a Horse Radio Network saddle pad. So we are... Do you ride English or Western? I do need to know that.
I ride Western.
You ride Western? Okay, well, we're going to... I'm not sure if we have Western saddle pads. Will you take an English one? Or yeah. I could give you an alternate prize B, because I think we only have English saddle pads with our little logo on them. You don't have one of our mugs yet, do you?
No.
Then we're going to send you a Horse Radio Network mug with some of the best drinking chocolate that you've ever had in your life, because I have some of that here, too, to send out as prizes. That's Ghirardelli's drinking chocolate. So we're going to send you a Horse Radio Network mug. And I'll sign it on the bottom, and we'll send you some of the best drinking chocolate ever, plus whatever else I can find to throw in your box for you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're
that would
welcome.
Be a great prize.
All right. Well, hold on 1 second, and Jennifer will get your information, and congratulations, Lori. Hold on.
Oh, thank you.
Just, I know she's on hold, but she can still hear me. Lori, don't put it in the container and put water in it. Just eat the chocolate straight out of the container. It's way better that way. It takes less time. You get that chocolate baked. You don't have to cook anything. You just actually take a spoon or just take the container off and just dump it into your mouth. That's what I do.
That's true. That's probably the best way. Well, next up, we have Kayla in Maryland. We have time for Kayla? Yes, we do. We'll do a speed round with Kayla.
Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we are fantastic. Because we've got to get a speed round here, I'm going to give you famous names, Anatomy 101, or previously on Horses in the Morning. What is your pick?
Oh, let's go Anatomy 101.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are picking the hard ones. I mean, this is awesome. All right. Glenn, should I mess with her, or should I just go straight to the final Anatomy?
Give her one of the Anatomy ones.
Okay. Anatomy, here we go. Which of the following, this is an A, B, C, or D, or A, B, and C, okay, or D. You got multiple choice. Which of the following are part of the endocrine system? A, hypothalamus, B, pancreas, C, colon, or D, cranial vena cava?
Oh, okay. The endocrine system. Can you say them one more time?
Okay, hypothalamus, pancreas, colon, or cranial vena cava?
Sounds like a coffee, cranial vena cava.
A.
That's right. Hypo, whatever it is. Yes, that's correct.
It could have been A or B. It was another trick question trying to be nice to you. A or B, hypothalamus or pancreas would have worked. So congratulations. Glenn, take it from here.
And that's I still think cranial vena cava sounds like a coffee.
I'll take a large venti cranial vena cava, please.
Let's see what you win. This is Kayla in Maryland. Well, you'll be able to use this in Maryland. You win. It's another new prize on the wheel. You win a Muddy Creek rain gear, the coolest rain hat ever. And I got these are really cool. We saw these at ADA, and I begged them to give these out as prizes. Muddy Creek rain gear is designed by riders for riders. A bunch of trail riders that designed all these products. The Muddy Creek rain hat is made of lightweight, breathable, weatherproof fabric. The rain rider is awesome at keeping you dry in any kind of storm. It has a low brim in the front, and it slopes down in the back to keep rain from getting in your coat, and it diverts water away from your neck. These are really cool. They're worth about $40 with shipping, so we're going to make sure they get one out to you. That's the Muddy Creek rain gear. You can find it at muddycreek.net. So
perfect. Thank you, guys.
You'll be able to use that in Maryland. Thank you, Kayla.
Yes. One quick question.
Yeah.
I didn't get my box of crap yet. I'm the one that won the box of crap.
Oh, they went out. They actually went out last week. We sent a bunch of that out last week, so you should be getting it shortly.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, you should be getting
waiting.
It. I had to get the crap together. I was busy getting my crap together. So,
Glenn,
yes.
there was a problem at the post office, and when I told they asked what was in the box, I told them it was a box of crap, and they rejected it. they said we're not allowed to send crap through the mail.
Oh, darn!
Kidding.
But you will be getting that. I know. I do know that they went out. All right. Thanks, Kayla.
Great. Thank you.
She wants her crap.
I know. She didn't give me time to get my crap together. You know, I need time for that.
Oh, it's time for Victoria, Glenn.
Yes, it is.
Now it's time for European Report with Horse and Country TV.
Well, we've got Victoria Spicer from Horse and Country TV with our European report. Just want to thank all of the callers who called in, and those we didn't get to, call again next week. All right, Victoria, good morning. Let's see, I got to take her off hold. Here we go. Good morning, Victoria.
Hello, how are you?
Sorry, I can't be responsible this early in the morning to do anything, so I'm lucky to be here, really. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. The sun is shining, so that's always good.
Obviously, you're in London, correct?
Yes, just outside London.
Now, how often does it rain in London? Like, in Seattle, like, I pictured London to be kind of like Seattle, where it rains, you know, 9 months out of the year.
It does. It's pretty well most of the time, but we've had a really good summer and heat wave. That's quite nice.
So you're probably hoping for rain.
No, we'll enjoy it while it lasts. We had a long old winter, and the nights are drawing in already. So, we're making the most of this last little burst of September sunshine.
Awesome. Well, enjoy that while you can before the winter comes. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about William Fox Pitt, but to let you know that on this week's Eventing Radio show, Alex Fox Pitt is going to join Samantha to give a Burley preview. So if you want to listen to that, that's the Eventing Radio show for this week. Now, tell us a little bit about what William Fox Pitt has going on.
Well, I was across in Sweden last weekend for the European Eventing Championship. And we knew that Germany would be the ones to beat. And we didn't know that Sweden were going to be almost as brilliant as Germany. And so those two took gold and silver. And Britain didn't win a medal for the first time in 20 years. And thankfully, William Fox Pitt did a great performance individually, and we got bronze, or else we would have come home empty-handed, which just never happens.
Yeah, well, he doesn't ever come home empty-handed, it seems. I mean, he comes over here and wins everything.
He does. He's very successful. But it's just, it's so surprising because obviously at the Europeans, we don't have some of the huge eventing nations like New Zealand and Australia and you guys. But there's a lot of really strong teams. But Britain, I think Britain won every gold from, apart from one, from about 1985 to 2009. So our record at the Europeans is pretty impressive. But it didn't go to plan this year.
Well, you know, you were due. You were due to lose, and somebody else was due to win. Now, talk to me a little bit about this crazy woman who, her friend's horse fell in a pool, and they noticed he wasn't in the pasture, and they realized that the horse went into the pool, and she dove in to save it?
Yeah, she did. So not even her own horse. It was her friend's horse. And she bravely jumped in and swam across and held the horse's head above water to stop it drowning. And they managed to keep it safe until they had time to drain the pool. And then they built a kind of steps out of the swimming pool using straw bales, and they managed to save it. But it's just quite nice that a non-horsey person would do that to save somebody else's horse.
It really is. Now, when I read the article, I didn't see the part where they said they drained the pool, but I did see the part where they put stair steps from straw bales. And I thought, oh my God, first of all, that is going to be a big fat mess. And second of all, those straw bales, to pull them out of the pool, are going to weigh about 1,000 pounds of peace. But it makes more sense now that I know they drained it. Are you there? Victoria.
I think we lost Victoria. Should we call?
Oh, no, I'm like, lost Victoria. Not funny?
She'll call
was
back in a
was
couple seconds. Yeah, she's been on hold waiting, and then now she disappears. That happens when we get calls from England. You know, I do want to say while we're waiting for her that Burley starts today. Of course, it's the Burley Horse Trials, the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials, one of the big events over there at one of the coolest houses that they have in England. And there are 70 riders going to be competing. Burley is one of those events that everybody looks forward to. 70 riders from 11 nations will trot up right now. I think they're doing the trot up. And there's Victoria. Let's get her back on here. Victoria, while you were gone, we just took the opportunity to talk a little bit about Burley coming up starting today.
Yes, indeed. Trot up today. And the action gets underway. And I know you were saying about Alice Fox Pitt coming on the show to chat about it. And there's a video actually on the Burley website with Alice walking the course with Captain Mark Phillips, who designed it. And it is absolutely huge. But, you know, there's jumps that you could get cars in between the ditch and the fence. They're just vast. And it was giving me heart palpitations just watching the video, let alone having to jump it. So it's a real old-fashioned.
Oh, did we lose? We lost her again. Yeah. Poor Victoria. It's a bad technology day. She must be somewhere with a bad internet connection. But yes,
yeah,
and
I guess so.
You can go on their website, and they have videos there of the jumps, and they are, you know, she's absolutely right. You know, if you're not a serious advanced eventer, you look at those and go, how does anybody ever do this? They're crazy.
I think advanced eventers think that too.
Yes.
How the hell am I going to get over this? Is my horse going to go under it? Like, that's what I would think.
Now, I was looking to see if there was live coverage anywhere, and I haven't been able to figure out where we could watch it live. Some people do that. Here's Victoria back again.
I am. Oh, sorry. I'm having a difficulty. I think Burley are going to be streaming it on their own website. I think that's the only place you can watch it live.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, fun. We'll get that and we'll post the link to that. Now, tell us about Nick Skelton.
Well, we're quite disappointed because his horse, Big Star, was due to be competing in Spruce Meadows and was going to be going for this new Rolex Grand Slam, where if you win three Grand Prix across the world, then you win this $1 million bonus prize. But his top horse has gone off. He's thrown a splint, and they've made the decision to give him a rest and bring him back next year for the World Championships.
Gosh, it's got to be tough. You're like, it's just a little splint, and it's $1 million, but good for them for doing the right thing. It would be
definitely tough, though. And, you know, he did so well at London. I think he was really unlucky not to get the individual gold because the horse outjumped everybody else's horse at a competition, and he was just unlucky that one fence cost him the gold medal when other horses who'd clocked up cricket scores in the earlier rounds were able to get into the individual medals. And that horse is just a phenomenon. I've met him in the flesh, and he's really quite huge, and he started leaping around. there's quite a lot of horse to hang on to. I was getting a little bit worried for Nick Skelton's safety. But he
perfect name. Big star. Just big star. And he's big, and he is a total star. So that is appropriate. Now, tell us what is coming up on Horse and Country TV before we lose you.
Well, we've got a new episode of Riddle's Roundup. Jenny Riddle is back after a slight break, and she has been at Getcombe Horse Trials, so home of Princess Anne and Zara Phillips' base. So if you can check that out in the UK, do watch it. It's on every day.
I got to tell you, Jamie, I took a look at this. I've been watching while you guys have been talking this Shire horse, because you know how I am about draft horses. I love draft horses. But you have a video up here of a Shire horse doing a musical cur dressage test. Wow. I mean, that is an amazing horse.
He is. He's been on our site quite a few times before, and he's always really popular. And as you can see, we've had like 5,000 shares already on this video in just a few days. And he's just lovely. It's really nice to watch. But every time we have him on, it starts a big debate about whether draft horses should be doing ridden work or should be show jumping, or whether it's just not what they're made for. I think he looks great, and it's lovely to watch. So if you feel strongly either way, head on to our website and join the debate.
I'm watching it right now, and I'm confused because it looks like there's a million people that have turned out to watch this, but it's actually a pretty basic looking dressage arena. It's kind of one that I would design, which is just poles on the ground in the corners. Do you know what the backstory is to this? Is this just like it's not a competition. Is it just they're just showing it?
I think it's a display. So I think it's a Shire horse show, and then they have a display where we get this horse to do dressage music and show the versatility of the breed.
Well, it's pretty impressive because this is a small arena. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was just going to say, when they're doing the extended trots and all of that stuff with the feathers, it really makes it dramatic looking too.
It does. It's quite special.
Yeah. Cool. We'll post a link to that, too. We'll share it, too, along with the 5,200 other people who did.
Thank you. Always appreciate it.
And finally, tell us about Michael Young and why he is pretty scary.
Well, I've come up with a new theory that, as I was saying, Britain kept winning all the gold medals at the European Championship. And so I have a theory that Germany have created an eventing terminator sent back in time. And if you notice, Michael Young hit the scene around 2009, and that's when Britain stopped winning everything. So I have a theory that the Germans made a terminator and sent him back in time to defeat all rivals, and they succeeded. He cannot stop winning.
I love it. I'm glad he's not killing people, but at least he's putting it to good use.
No, he's like the good Terminator in Terminator 2. He's not the evil Terminator in Terminator 1. He seems a really nice guy. He just, whether he's won the gold medal or whether he's lost badminton, he's exactly the same. He's just kind of smiling and polite and nice. He's not angry or jubilant or boastful. He's the most kind of laid-back person I've ever encountered.
Wow. Well, it sure has worked for him. I mean, he's got ice water running through his veins, because anybody who can ride under the pressure that he's ridden under and perform to the extent that he performs, he's just an incredible eventer. So, again, that's Michael Young, J-U-N-G, and you can find out more about him on horseandcountry.tv. Victoria Spicer, thank you so much for joining us, as you do every Wednesday.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's been great. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Well, at least when she came back the last time, she stayed for a little while, so that was good.
That's good.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't work so well. Well, right now, we're going to do an interview. We're going to play an interview for you with our title sponsor for today's show, Back on Track. We always try and catch up with Bo, from Back on Track, the founder of Back on Track, when we're at ADA. And Jennifer and I had a chance to do that. And he has a new program that you're going to really like, Jamie. And that is, it's his new rescue program that he's helping out, horse rescues. So he's going to talk about that. And then we have a song. We haven't done one in a while from Templeton Thompson's Third Thursdays called Someday Soon. They just put a mic up and they play. And we really like highlighting it when she does that. So we'll be back in a few minutes for thehorse.com. Hi, I am with Bo at the American Equestrian Trade Association show, where we get to catch up with Bo from Back on Track Products on a regular basis here every 6 months. Well, Bo, we were talking to you over at your booth yesterday, and you mentioned a program that you're going to be doing. And of course, here at Horses in the Morning, we are all for horse rescuing and saving the unwanted horses. Yeah, I mean, we adopted one, a little Hackney, a little while ago, was starving to death, and Jamie, of course, has adopted several from the charity out there. A lot of our listeners have too, with standardbreds and thoroughbreds and from rescues. But you have a program that you're going to be doing through Back on Track that's going to help certain ones out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have decided. We get a lot of requests, and unfortunately, you can't help everybody. But we have decided to donate $30,000 to different places. And it's going to be everybody, not everybody, but everybody who asks us, it's going to have to come in at a nonprofit organization. And they also need a vet certificate saying what kind of problem your horse have. If you have a bad suspensor, it could be helped of our product. We would like to help everybody, but then we would have the phone would be ringing hot. Unfortunately, we can't do.
And then there wouldn't be anything left of Back on Track.
No, I mean we do it to help the people some really need the help and some do a great job of rescue horses. I mean, there's a definitely need back there, but like a company, you also have to see how much money you can let go. I do it for the horse, and also of course it's a good PR for us. But I think it can be good. I know the phone is going to ring off the hook, yeah.
So when folks want to participate in this, how should they contact Back on Track, and where are they going to find all of the?
They go to our website,
okay,
backontrackproducts.com.
Okay.
And they click on the links and say 30,000 free product, I think it says, for rescue. They have the details in there, who to contact on email.
Mm-hmm.
And we will, like I said, we're going to request.
So they have to be a registered charity, 501c3.
Yeah. Yes.
They have to do that. And then they also have to provide a vet certificate for the horse that they're requesting your product for.
Correct.
And they have a back problem or whatever problem.
Yeah, and they can't pick anything that we have, Each place is going to get one product. We want to spread it out to everybody. That's, like I said, we can't do everything. We put away $30,000 for this. Yeah. This year, or if the $30,000 carry over for next year. I mean, we had a lot of requests before, and we had said no. For like a company, you can't give everybody. Can you donate product to us? We are a nonprofit organization. We have a show. Yeah, we love to do it, but we'd be broke before the end of the year.
It takes a lot of time to weed through everything, and this way, at least it's a program that you put together, and it's going to make it much simpler for everybody, including you.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have a vet out there sooner or later if you have a serious problem with your horse.
Right.
So yeah, that veterinarian has to stay.
The veterinarian's going to help you decide whether or not a Back on Track product is an appropriate treatment.
Yes.
If you need supportive treatment beyond the Back on Track product, and then that rescue group that is awarded that product for that animal, that's the product they're going to be able to keep. And as they continue to rescue animals, other animals that come in that need help, they're going to be able to benefit from it as well.
Correct. And we're going to be careful picking who we take too. I mean, so we have the right to say yes or no. Like I said, we're not going to make everybody happy, but we try to make a lot of them.
For $30,000, you're going to make a lot of them happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to do their little part.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a little bit work in their part to get the free product. It's not just call us and say, hey, my horse had a big leg. Right. Leg wraps, That's not going to happen, unfortunately. But I think it can be good.
I do too. And you know what a lot of people may not know about you is you're an advocate for the horse. You always have been from the times you were racing over in Europe.
Yeah.
And, I'm just glad to see you do this. And, of course, you know, as I said, we believe in it here at Horses in the Morning. We are, you know, we believe in rescue and all of that when it's done right.
Yeah.
We also cover the stories of the ones that, you know, end up in trouble. And, we're trying to support the ones who do it right.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're doing a great job when people out there, you know.
Much needed right now.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when someone isn't can't afford their horses. And, they do a great job. And, I mean, I already do a lot with the stand-up wrestlers. I'm on there. I donate products to their show here in Jersey and their annual show.
That's called Gangbusters, the Standardbred show here.
Yeah, they do. I mean, so.
And we have a lot of our listeners that have adopted Standardbreds.
It's a good, you know, they're done racing. The owner don't want them anymore. And, you know, and they're great horses. I mean, you can do anything. They're quiet. They're nice. You can, most of them, not all of them. But,
like any breed.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great family horses here.
Oh, it is. I mean, you can put anybody on the stand up there. They walk in the woods. I mean, they're usually not afraid for much. So, you know.
Well, of course not. They drag a cart around behind
them. Yeah, and they see tractors of the training track.
The tractors to get right down to it.
So, I mean, absolutely. So that's a great horse to have, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's a great program. I'm glad you guys came up with this.
Yeah.
So folks can go to
backontrackproducts.com,
and all of the details you need will be right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bo, for looking after the horses.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my love. someday soon, going with him someday soon, someday soon, going with him someday soon.
Ready?
That's right, you are listening to Horses in the Morning. The song was Someday Soon from Templeton Thompson's Third Thursday Live sessions that she does with her husband, Sam. We love those, and she just posted that one. I do love that song. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek. I am here with Jamie Jennings, and, of course, Coach Jennifer is in the producer chair. I wanted to remind everybody that Jennifer does a show on the Horse Radio Network called Horse Tip Daily. She's up to almost 800 episodes of Horse Tip Daily. You can find a lot of the tips You can find a lot of the tips that we do on various shows over there. She compiles them all and then also does some new ones, too. So take a listen. It's about 5-10 minutes every day. We have a prize for this week's Really Bad Ads on Friday, and it is the Equity MFG Flex and Fork. We talked about it earlier in the show. The Flex and Fork is a premium quality manure fork built in the USA to last for years. The ultra-tough distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented 13-month warranty against tine breakage. Patent and flexible backbone lever relieves stress so tines don't snap. Besides durability, customer testing shows that these forks work better too. A larger basket, lightweight fiberglass handle, flexible backbone, lever support, and ergonomic grip make picking up your horse poop easier than ever. The Equity Stable Fork is a solution for all of your horse manure cleaning needs. And judging by the people calling, I think most of our listeners have bought one, Jamie.
It sure seems like it. Now, of course, we're getting new listeners every day, so they got to keep up that sponsorship. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. And we're happy. I mean, our mission will not be done until every home in the United States has a Flex and Fork or a Shake and Fork.
Amen, brother. Even the non-horsey ones.
Send your entries in for Really Bad Ads to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. That's Jennifer with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Remember to copy the entire ad, pictures and all. Paste them in your email. Don't just send us a link, because it may be in there a couple of weeks, and by the time Jennifer gets there, it won't be there anymore, and you won't be entered. So copy the whole ad, paste it in the email. That's the way it works the best. Well, a couple things while we're waiting for thehorse.com today. Did you see the video of the stampede of police horses in Mexico City?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
I know. Apparently what happened is they were loading the horses onto this big trailer. They had just gotten done with some security thing. And they were loading the horses on this big trailer. And I don't know what happened. They said there was a loud noise or horns or whatever. But it scared one of the horses, which in turn scared the rest of the horses. They all got loose from their handlers, and there were like 10 of them running down the road.
They said up to 30.
Oh, 30.
30 police horses stampeded down a busy city street in Mexico City. That is crazy. And there is a video of somebody who was just driving down the road, Glenn, and started videoing the horses cantering by her car or his car. It's pretty funny. We have to post that. It's on YouTube, so we'll have to post it on our Facebook page. You can also find it on the Horse Talk website. But apparently the animals were spooked. All of them ran away. I don't know where they caught them, but I guess just some of them had a few cuts.
Did you see
injuries.
Why they had cuts? The horses had run over the tops of the car, smashed the windshields, smashed the roofs. I mean,
oh my gosh,
these things were spooked. They really spooked. Ugh. And what's it take to spook a police horse that they're all going to do this?
I know, right? It's going to take a lot.
Hey, and the 2020 Olympics are going to be decided this week, right? Coming up.
They certainly are. Yeah, I guess apparently it's between Istanbul in Turkey, Tokyo in Japan, and Madrid. And those are the three
three contenders to host the games, and they will have the celebration this week somewhere when they make their choice. It's supposed to be announced September 7th at 5 p.m. local time. I don't know what local time is because I don't know where it's being announced, but Madrid was beaten by Rio de Janeiro to host the 2016 game, so I'm assuming that Madrid is it. Probably a shoe-in. So, but Tokyo had also lost that in the running, too. I can't imagine, Glenn, that we would have an Olympic Games in Istanbul in Turkey. What do you think?
I have my doubts, too, just because of the political ramifications of it all. You know, maybe they're due, and maybe that's what's going to happen. But, you know, the politics are always so iffy in that part of the world that they've tried to avoid that in the past. Now, when you did your trip to Spain, did you go to Madrid?
Man, I loved Madrid. Oh, my gosh. What a fun town. It was awesome. And Madrid was cool because when you get there and you – normal going out to dinner time for us Americans, you know, 7 o'clock. No, you don't, nothing's open at 7. At 10 o'clock, things start to open. And we went to dinner, we would go to dinner at 10, and we'd be the first people at the restaurant. But by the time we were done at 11:30, the place was packed.
Ugh, I can't imagine eating that late.
It's very bizarre. It is definitely strange. And there'd be kids in the restaurants at 11 o'clock p.m., 11:30, midnight. By the time we were walking back to our room, which was midnight their time, because we're exhausted, people are just coming out on a Tuesday.
I can't imagine. My parents had us bed at 8:30. I mean, 8:30 on school nights. That was it.
I know, totally. I don't know how they get anything done in Madrid. They certainly don't work too hard because the next morning you go out to go to a store and it's not open till 2. So they just have a different clock than we did. But Madrid was really, really fun, and I can definitely see it being in Spain. That'd be awesome.
Very good. Well, it is that time of the week when we talk to thehorse.com. And I'm really trying to find in the midst of all... Ah, here it is. It's one of those technological days.
It's time for the weekly health report from thehorse.com. Fantastic information and their attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
Well, that's right. It is time for thehorse.com. It's that time of the week when we do the weekly horse health report with Michelle Anderson, digital editor of thehorse.com. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, Glenn.
Hey, and did I see correctly, is a happy birthday a day late in order?
It is, yes. Yesterday was my birthday. Thank you.
Well, happy birthday. And did I see you got to spend part of it at the DMV?
I did. What a dumb idea. It was one of those things where I went, oh, look, my driver's license expires today. It's my birthday. So, yeah, but then DMV, they work really hard, but it is super busy in there.
Yeah, 3 hours later, you come out and go, I could have waited till tomorrow. Nobody would have noticed.
I
think that's the first time. I am from a big city. I'm from Atlanta. And that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say people at the DMV work hard. What is wrong with you?
They were working back there. They're a cheery bunch. I have to tell you, if I had that many people in my waiting room, I would not be so cheery. But but the kicker is, and I have to admit this, is I got up there and they needed my passport and I didn't have it, so I have to go back.
Oh, that's the worst. You wait all that time and then you don't have something. And it happens almost every time we go to the DMV.
Yeah, and I had mail with my address, I had my social security card. I was like, can you take my Costco card as ID? They're like, no.
That's so irritating. That's so stupid, really, is what that is. Don't get me started on the DMV. I carry on.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
I'll survive again.
Well, happy birthday. So that was the point of all of this, is to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank
we
you.
Have Dr. Jones on here. What are you guys going to be talking about today? Hi, Dr. Jones.
Good morning, and happy birthday belated to you, Michelle. I did see that this morning, and I'm sorry you spent it at the DMV instead of enjoying yourself.
Well, thank you. You know, the nice thing is I always get usually a 3-day weekend with my birthday somehow, so I can't complain too much. But so yesterday, a friend came over to go for a birthday walk with me, which was very nice. And she was telling me about her horse, her young horse, having epiphysitis. And I haven't heard that word in a long time. I don't know why. I think it's because I don't have baby horses, and people haven't had all that many baby horses in the last few years. So, Dr. Jones, can you talk to us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. And you're right. There hasn't been that many babies hitting the ground. So, you know, having discussions on it has been fewer because there's fewer babies. But as we have now said, it affects babies is the primary culprit of it. Usually will show up in the yearlings or under. And the areas that we're talking about is the fetlock and the carpus or the knee and the hock. Those are the three main areas you see this. And what it is a big, tender, warm, bulging mass at those joints. And it's usually kind of at the bottom of the long bone. So the cannon bone at the bottom of it, you'll see this big lump or bulge. So right above the fetlock and, you know, at the bottom of the radius, right above the carpus, you see this big bulge. And then at the bottom of the tibia, right above the hock, you see these big bulges. And a lot of time you see them on both legs, rather just one leg. Sometimes you can see it on the one leg, but you see on both legs. They can be pretty painful to these little guys. They can be lame on it. Again, they're tender, touching them. They're a little bit warm. And as we all learn in medical schools and veterinary schools and dental schools, that itis means inflammation. So epiphysitis, which is kind of going out and it's becoming more physitis because it's the physeal plate that is inflamed, it's inflammation of the physes, which is our growth plate and these long bones.
So you said it's usually the yearlings or less. Are certain breeds more prone to it, or are there certain management techniques that make horses more prone to it, or is it just kind of growing pains of a young horse?
It's management techniques more than breeds. I've seen them on warm blood farms, and I've seen them on quarter horse farms, and I've seen them on Arab farms, so there's no predilection on the breeds. It's more on how they're managed, and so that kind of gets into what causes it. They haven't 100% stuck their necks out and said it, but we primarily see it on farms that are under rigorous feeding programs to beef up their babies and get them sound and large for show or for race. And they're kind of putting the feed to them, as well as they've got some great pasture that they're on. And it just comes down to a very high concentrated diet. And we see these legs blow up on these horses. So, since we feel that that's primarily the problem, we don't starve them because starving would be detrimental in a baby or a young horse growing. We taper back on the high-energy feeds and give them rest. We don't have people work them. So like the halter people who want to get them out and get them beefed up a little bit, they have to cut back on their work because they can cause more damage than good. And we cut back on their diet and change it up a little bit, maybe get a more balanced mineral supplement in and pull back, you know, some of the high carbs.
So how do you as a vet diagnose epiphysitis? Can it be confused with anything else?
Yeah, it can be confused with some other things. There are, believe it or not, there are some fractures of the physis that it can be confused with. So knowing that, x-ray, knowing it's a bony problem, x-ray would be our first line to go to. I had a gentleman out for me to take a look at his baby last year or this past spring, and he had me out because I think I was going to pull a Coggin. She was being weaned off, and he's getting her ready to get her fit, and I walked behind the horse and said, oh my goodness, she had two huge hocks. Now, it's not up over the joint where you would think OCD lesion, which is another cartilage defect, but it's above the hocks. And so we quickly took some x-rays and saw some really angry physeal growth plates and decided on stopping his work program to beef up his little halter horse and change the diet. They actually contacted one of the feed stores on their own, which I thought was very good, to get a good balancer, and they tested their graph.
and they were able to balance out with good feed supplements, that the horse didn't lose any weight, was able to correct the problem and continue on looking good for the show circuit. So, and that horse is showing now.
Dr. Jones, question, sorry to interrupt, Michelle. What do we see this in primarily in halter horses where they're trying to get them BT at a young age, or what breeds primarily?
There is no breed primarily. It's not necessarily the halter horses because the racing horses are trying to get beefed up too to get them out racing. So it's anything that they're trying to pour the grain to and really stimulate some fast growth, or they put them on a really good pasture with a good feed supplement. Usually grain is involved with the diet in some fashion, but the fact that they're growing so fast that their physeal plates get inflamed is the biggest culprit.
So once you've diagnosed it, what kind of treatment does the horse receive? You mentioned rest. Does cold hosing help? Is there any anti-inflammatories that we use on these little guys?
You can't use anti-inflammatories. Yeah, but you have to be careful because they do get stomach ulcers a lot easier. But you can use anti-inflammatories on them, cold hosing that area if it's very tender and hot. So absolutely anything that would be anti-inflammatory for that area. But the rest is the number one thing. So if they're trying to get them out and start to work them, I don't know if some of you have been to thoroughbred farms where they walk them through mud to kind of beef up their rear ends, or they have some sort of beefing up programs to get them muscled up and looking good for sales. They have to stop all those. Anything that's going to put any kind of pressure on the physeal plates and the joints, they have to stop. So basically they allow them to be babies out in the pasture, and that's about it, no extra work on top of it. And then from there, you're going to do repeated radiographs to make sure that the physeal has calmed down, and it does have a very angry look to it. I almost relate it to shark teeth because it has this edge to it that looks like fangs, and it's an angry enough x-ray for anybody to agree with me that that's a very unpleasant feeling that animal's feeling because it's so inflamed.
So how long are they usually laid up waiting for this to calm down?
Well, it depends on the horse and depends on the diet. If, like this couple, they were able to turn the horse around in a matter of 2 months and looked really good and went back to work. They did, again, like I said, some good diligence in the fact that they contacted their feed company and tested their grass and said, you know, how can we supplement our grass with the feed? And it helped out all their animals by learning that anyway.
And is any long-term damage, or does any long-term damage take place in these horses that have it when they're young?
Only those that would run into the Felter Harris type fractures in the growth plate, those might have some long-term damage, but it's nothing that the little guys can't seem to bounce back from. So it's more of a interruption in your training and getting them prepped kind of lifestyle that this becomes an issue. And like I said, these people are showing their halter baby now looking to win and do well, and it's a nice-looking halter baby that they will probably not even miss a beat with those couple months that they had to back off.
And any other tips for prevention?
Really, I mean, I think testing your grass anytime or your hay, if you're strictly on a hay, like Jamie might be up there in Arizona, that, you know, having those tested occasionally would kind of help you with your diet program and then supplement your forages with your grain. It's not supplement your grains with forages. It's supposed to be supplementing your forages with your grains on your horse. So it's always good to test your grass if you can, if it's your own place, and kind of get a balance of your carbohydrates and such in the grass and what you need to add to it for the horses to stay in shape.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Jones. It's been a long time since I've heard this topic talked about.
And it's probably, again, going from epiphysitis to physitis, because it's the physeal plate that seems to be what's affected. And the horses are just usually monitored through x-rays. And, you know, you can say, well, it's the fast-growing colts. You know, they're on the same nutrition program as the other 3-4 colts in the barn, and they don't get it. Yeah, maybe there is something that's genetically up with this, and we're not 100% ruled it out. But certainly having those horses on a different diet compared to the other ones in your barn would be what's recommended. And catching it early, which I think was what we did on this other colt the other day, or this filly the other day, that in the spring that I saw, we caught that one early because she hadn't showed any lameness. She was just a little bit ouchy when I went to pout back there and not too hot. But he was able to turn around fairly quickly.
Yeah. Well, my friend has a beautiful pasture, so.
What breed? What breed is her horse?
It's a little quarter horse.
A little quarter horse.
A little quarter horse yearling, yeah, with a really beautiful pasture.
Well, thank you, guys. Oh, we appreciate you stopping by for this today. And, of course, you're here every Wednesday. Now, are there any articles on thehorse.com about this? Or?
I will dig some up and put something on our Facebook page.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Dr. Jones. Where can people find you?
At FloridaEquine.com.
And it's working? Should I check it for you today?
Yes. Yes, it should be up and working.
All right, I'm just going there right now. We're going to look at that, and there's your picture. All right, it's working. Thank you, Dr. Jones.
All right, take care.
Talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Poor Dr. Jones. I pick on her about her website, but it is there right now, FloridaEquine.com. Well,
I'm sure she thinks you're hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sure
really
she
funny.
Loves that when I pick on her about her website. Don't forget Really Bad Ads this Friday. We'll be back live here. Jamie will be coming to us live from California.
Oh, sorry, I had to get the baby. I've got him on babysitting right now. Chad's flying night, so he was up till, I don't know, he didn't get home till 3 a.m., so... I've got the baby. So I will be broadcasting live from Copper Meadows. I will be, you think, oh, you're heading towards San Diego. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, it's like 95 as a high. So we're not quite to San Diego. Still inland enough to be kind of in that.
That'll be cool for you. You'll be down from 110. You should be great.
This is true. Way to look at the positive one.
Yeah, you'll have a long sleeve shirt on by that time. Jeez.
Freezing to death.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Thanks to all the sponsors who helped out with the Equity Wheel of Trivia. And don't forget to get your ads in to Jennifer. All the other shows on the Horse Radio Network are out, including the second episode of Helena's new show, Chasing a Fox, all about fox hunting and fashion. So check that out over at chasingafox.com or at horseradionetwork.com. That's about all I've got. See ya Friday. We'll have a recorded show for you tomorrow.
Hey, neuter and gals.